Hi, I'm Brother Hammett. It's a joy to have you in worship today. If you're worshiping at home, I invite you to prepare yourself and your surroundings. Get comfortable, maybe light a candle or two. We usually celebrate communion on the first Sunday of the month, and you're always welcome to join us for that. Just have a little bread and grape juice or wine for everyone. Please let us know that you're here by scanning the QR code with the camera on your phone or smart device, or simply post a comment in the chat. I pray God blesses you through this service. We'll begin in just a moment. Because when I think of where I could have been, should have been, would have been, if he had his steps in. Oh, I got a praise on the inside that can't be denied. And I got to get it out right now. It might get loud.
Hello, hello. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Asbury United Methodist Church. Welcome specifically to the launch service. It's so good to see everybody. It's going to be a beautiful day outside, and it's going to be a beautiful service today. Let's stand and worship together, okay? Here we go. Brother Hammett what the theme was for this week so I could pick songs, and he said suffering, and I was like, well, okay. But as I was looking at songs, this song is about suffering and it about being about God shaping us and using our testimony for his gospel. Waking up to a new sunrise, looking back from the other side, I can see now with open eyes the darkest water and deepest pain. I wouldn't trade it for anything. My brokenness led me to you, and these wounds are a story you'll use. So I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the scars, 'cause without them I wouldn't know. Standing in confidence with the strength of your faithfulness.
Thankful. We are thankful that you are with us through each and every moment of our lives, through the good times and through the bad times, through the times even when we don't feel like you are near. We know that you never leave us. You never forsake us. And so, God, as we think about everything that's going on in the world and all the turmoil in our own lives, we are grateful. We pray that you will help us to see beyond the pattern of our pain to the hopeful future that you provide us. God, we thank you for, we know that you work all things toward the good for those who love you. And so, God, we offer to you our pain. We offer to you our heartache and our grief. And God, we offer to you our future selves. Future selves that live in the hope that it is truly well with our soul, We pray this in Jesus' name. People of God said, amen.
Grand earth has quaked before, moved by the sound of his voice. Seas that are shaken and stirred can be calmed and broken from my regard. But through it all, my eyes are on you. And through it all, it is well. And through it all, my eyes are on you. And it is well with me. It is well. Far be it from me to not believe, even when my eyes can't see, and this mountain that's in front of me, Lord, will be thrown into the midst of the sea. And through it all, my eyes are on you. Through it all, it is well. Through it all, my eyes are on you, and it is well. It is well. So let go, my soul, and trust in him. The waves and winds.
Thank you.
through it all, it is well. Through it all, my eyes are on you, and it is well with me.
Amen. At this time, we want to pass the love and the grace of Jesus Christ. Greet those around you. I see some unfamiliar.
Grace and peace to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to Asbury. I'm so glad that you're here. As we greet one another in person, you're welcome to greet each other in the chat if you like. You may also use this time to sign in or download the sanctuary bulletin by scanning the QR codes or by using the link below. May the peace of Christ be with you as we worship together.
Well, good morning. Good morning. It's nice to see y'all today. I'm glad y'all are here. I was kind of afraid, you know, Brother Nick and the youth are at Veritas this morning, and I was like, nobody's going to be in the launch. But you showed up. Thank you. Woo! I'm so glad. I'm so glad. We have a wonderful service ready for y'all, and we've already felt God move in so many different ways. I'm Hammett Evans. I'm the senior pastor here, and we're glad to have you with us. If you're here in the sanctuary, you can scan. I see some of you are doing it. You can scan the QR code on the screen, and that'll take you to a website where you can sign in. You can give. You can also register for upcoming events and find out more about those. That very same QR code is available to you if you're worshiping with us online as well. If you are old school and you prefer the paper method, there are those slips out there as well. And there's a place there where you can put prayer concerns. On the back, you can sign up. We have several really special worship services coming up during Holy Week, and that's only a few weeks away. So if you'd like to help, there are all kinds of ways you can do it. We need some readers. We need some folks to help set things up and move things around. And we also need some people just to carry stuff into the WAC and into the sanctuary. I mean, it's very simple stuff, to very, you know, public kind of thing. But if you would like to help out with that, there's a way to sign up, either using the website or the connection slip this week. Today's message, we continue with our Les Miserables series, and today we meet a young woman named Fontaine. And Fontaine suffers greatly, and so we'll be talking about where is God when we don't deserve to suffer? Where is God when we hurt? And so that's coming up in just a few moments. We will celebrate the sacrament of Holy Communion later on in our service. And if you are here with us, I want you to know in the WAC, we want you to know that you are welcome to join us. You don't have to be a member of our church family to take communion with us. You're more than welcome. In the United Methodist Church, we believe that this is the Lord's table. It's not our table. And so all of God's children are welcome to receive. You're also welcome, if you're worshiping online, to join us in that. Just have a little grape juice and bread or wine, if that's what you have on hand. And I'll share later on in the service when you can receive that. Today we're talking about hurt, and we're keenly aware of the hurts of the world. People are suffering because of disasters. The weather hurt folks this week. And one of the ways that we alleviate hurt is through our gifts. And this morning, we have several ways to give. And I want to share some that are coming up as well. Our regular offering goes to support the ministries here at Asbury. And we work to alleviate suffering in our community. We are also taking a special community ministries offering. And the basket in the center aisle is for that purpose. Our community ministries offering is something we take every month, and it goes to help people in need right here in our community. We're also receiving a special Easter offering, and there are Easter offering envelopes available for that, and that's just a special offering that we collect during the Lenten season and up to Easter. You can also fill out an Easter lily form if you'd like to order a lily in memory or in honor of a loved one to be in the sanctuary and in the WAC on Easter Sunday. Then, on March 19th, we have a very special Sunday. United Methodists all over the world celebrate UMCOR Sunday on the third Sunday of March. UMCOR is the United Methodist Committee on Relief. And whenever there is a disaster, whether it's here in Arkansas or all the way across the world in Asia, United Methodists collect money for disaster relief to help people on the ground. And when a disaster strikes, we'll say, okay, we're going to take this special offering, and 100% of those proceeds go to help those people that we want to help. The reason that we can say that is because the administrative costs for UMCOR are through this offering that we take the third Sunday of March. And so I want to encourage you to be in prayer about giving generously to UMCOR on the 19th. I'm praying about giving an additional offering. So taking my weekly offering that I'm still going to give Asbury and giving an additional offering on top of that. I know not everybody can do that. I'm not sure I can do it, to be honest with you. I got to run that by the wife who has the checking account. But that's what I'm praying about, and I want to encourage you to pray about that too. Maybe give an extra week's offering on that Sunday. There's another way that we're going to support UMCOR this month. Our Uniting to Serve event follows the potluck next week. We'll have a eat together next. We just hadn't done that very much in the last 4 years. But anyway, we're going to have a potluck next Sunday. And after that potluck, Sherry Matthews, who is our UMCOR director and our disaster relief coordinator for the state of Arkansas, is providing the materials so that we can make some disaster kits for UMCOR. And we're going to watch a little video now that tells us more about how United Methodists are often some of the first in and often the last to leave when disaster strikes a community.
UMCOR understands that this is a long-term event and will be there alongside of the conferences, the People of the United Methodist Church, and our external partners through the recovery process. These are the folks who, either as a volunteer or part of their conference personnel, staff, coordinate and anticipate and plan for events such as this, readying their resources and their volunteers even in advance, and even as it unfolds, staging their relief supplies, anticipating response needs, securing resources so that they can respond more quickly. It is those people of the conferences in the United Methodist Church who are UMCOR's feet on the ground. Pray for the people, for those who are first responders, those who are helping, and of course for all of those who are in harm's way. They do express that they feel those prayers, and it means a lot to them to know that we are surrounding them and lifting them up in prayer. People who want to do something can easily make kits, relief kits. That information is on UMCOR's website. Another thing that people can do clearly is to donate to UMCOR. 100% of the donor dollar goes to helping people in need. I just want to say what a privilege it is to be a part of a connection of United Methodist people and also part of the National Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster, that network of voluntary sector folks and generous givers is so powerful and really does make a difference in the lives of people.
These gifts which we share with you out of our love for you and with the hope that you through our gifts will alleviate pain and suffering in our world. We pray this in Jesus' name, and the people of God said amen. I'd like to invite Megan Matthews Adair to come, and this Lent our worship series is based on the story of Les Miserables. Last week we met the hero of the story, Jean Valjean. After 19 years, Valjean was released from prison where he was sent for stealing bread to feed his hungry family. Everywhere Valjean went after being released from prison, he was harassed and turned away until one night he fell asleep in a church cemetery. A kind bishop found him there, brought him inside, fed him a hot meal, and gave him a warm bed. But how did Valjean repay the kind bishop? He repaid him by stealing the church's silver. Well, sure enough, the police arrested him. And he told the police that the bishop had given him the silver as a gift. He lied. So the police took him back to the church, told the bishop what Valjean had told them. And in an act of grace, the bishop said that was true. He did give Valjean the silver. And then he walked over to the table and picked up two expensive silver candlesticks and handed them to Valjean and said, "You forgot I gave these also. Would you leave the best behind?" Well, the bishop sent the police away and told Valjean that he was to use that silver to become an honest man. Now today, we meet Valjean some 8 years later. At this point, he's going by the alias Madeline. He had become a kind and generous businessman and had become the mayor of his town. Now, working in Mayor Madeline's bead factory, there was a young woman named Fantine. Fantine was beautiful in a way that too often leads to scorn. Her co-workers bullied her, and then when they found out that unmarried Fantine was working to provide for a sick daughter, her daughter Cosette, they besmirched her character to the factory foreman. The foreman kicked Fantine to the streets. Mayor Madeline witnessed all of that, but stood by and did nothing. Fantine did everything that she had to do to earn money to take care of her daughter Cosette. She went down to the docks and she sold a precious locket. She sold her hair for 10 francs. She sold her teeth. And finally, in an act of desperation, she sold herself. And Megan is now going to share the song Fantine sings after.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by, when hope was high and life worth living. I dreamed that love never die. I dreamed that God would be forgiving. But I was young and unafraid, and dreams were made and used and wasted. There was no ransom to be paid.
Mm. Our scripture reading today comes from Paul's letter to the Romans. And this is chapter 8, verses 18 through 28. Paul writes, "I believe that the present suffering is nothing compared to the coming glory that is going to be revealed to us. The whole creation waits breathless with anticipation for the revelation of God's sons and daughters. Creation was subjected to frustration not by its own choice. It was the choice of the one who subjected it. But in the hope that the creation itself will be set free from slavery to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of God's children. We know that the whole creation is groaning together and suffering labor pains up until now. And it's not only the creation, we ourselves who have the Spirit as the first crop of the harvest also groan inside as we wait to be adopted and for our bodies to be set free. We were saved in hope. If we see what we hope for, that isn't hope. Who hopes for what they already see? But if we hope for what we don't see, we wait for it with patience. In the same way, the Spirit comes to help our weakness. We don't know what we should pray, but the Spirit himself pleads our case with unexpressed groans. The one who searches hearts knows how the Spirit thinks, because he pleads for the saints, consistent with God's will." And then Paul concludes this passage with these words. "We know that God works all things together for good, for the ones who love God, for those who are called according to his purpose." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Welcome once again to Asbury. I'm so glad that you are here, and welcome to those of you who are joining us online. If you're just now joining us online, you can use the QR code there to sign in and give and also find out about upcoming events. I do want to just give you a heads up. Everything worked fine at 9 a.m. In our service, but we have been showing some video clips during, some film clips during the sermons, and YouTube over the last couple of weeks has been a little squirrely with that. It doesn't like it, and it wants to think about it before it actually lets us post it. So if something happens and YouTube interrupts the stream, just be aware we will be back. Just keep watching. Get yourself a cup of coffee. The clips are a total of about 5 minutes. So no worries. Just come back, and the stream will return. Would you pray with me? God, we do thank you for being with us already this morning. And we pray now that you will give us your Holy Spirit so that the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts may be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, you who are our strength and our friend, our rock and our redeemer. And the people of God said, amen. The poet Langston Hughes penned these words, "Hold fast to dreams, for if dreams die, life is like a broken-winged bird that cannot fly. Hold fast to dreams, for when dreams go, life is a barren field frozen with snow." You know, there is something deep within us that yearns for that fairy tale ending. That ending that says, "And they lived happily ever after." But sometimes we forget the pain before the ending of the fairy tale. You know, the princess has to kiss an ugly frog, amen? Hansel spends months starving and locked in a cage. While Sleeping Beauty rests, her mother dies of a broken heart. Originally, the Brothers Grimm ended the story of Sleeping Beauty with these words. "They lived happily ever after, as they always do in fairy tales. Not quite so often, however, in real life." How true is that? As a pastor, one of the most solemn things that I do is to stand in a funeral or to stand by someone's grave and speak God's word in the midst of tragedy. And one of my duties in that role is to usher in a season of holy grief. And to do that, I have to name the dream that has died. I'll say, "His chair is empty," or, "Now her voice is no longer at the other end of the phone. He won't be able to dance with his daughter at her wedding." Fantine's story is a story like that. She joins the ranks of the women of the streets down at the docks. And one evening, a man comes. Victor Hugo, in the book, calls him a dandy. And a dandy back then is one of those guys that's overly concerned about his image. I don't know if you've ever met somebody like that, but they're dressed to the nines, not a hair out of place, athletic build. The dandy propositions Fantine, and when she refuses, he doesn't relent. She has to scratch his flawless face to rebuff him. He calls for the police. The police show up, and who is with them but Valjean's old nemesis, his prison guard, Javert. Valjean, who is now Mayor Madeleine, passes by that way too, and we'll watch what happens.
A moment of your time, Javert. I do believe this woman's tale.
Monsieur le Maire.
You've done your duty. Let her be. She needs a doctor, not a jail.
Monsieur le Maire.
Let us be.
Where will she end? This child without a friend. I've seen your face before. Show me some way to help you. How have you come to grief in such a place as this?
Monsieur, don't mock me now, I pray. It's hard enough I've lost my bride. You let your form and send me away. Yes, you were there and turned aside. I never did no wrong.
Is it true what I've done?
My daughter's close to dying.
To an innocent soul.
If there's a God above.
Had I only known then.
He'd let me die instead.
In his name. My task has just begun. I will take her to the hospital.
Monsieur le Maire.
Where is your child?
With an innkeeper at Montfermeil.
I will send for her immediately. I will see it done.
Mayor Madeleine takes Fantine to the hospital. And meanwhile, Javert receives word that Jean Valjean has been captured. He shares this news with the mayor, who is the real Valjean incognito. Jean Valjean struggles. Should he turn himself in and be condemned, or should he allow a stranger to be imprisoned in his place? Of course, he does the right thing. Valjean goes to the courtroom and reveals that he is Jean Valjean. He tells them if they want to find him, he'll be at the hospital with Fantine. And here's what happens there.
Cosette, it's turned so cold. Cosette, it's past your bedtime. You've played the day away, and soon it will be night. Come to me, Cosette, the light is fading. Don't you see the evening star appearing? Come to me and rest against my shoulder. how fast the minutes fly away. Every quarter.
Dear Fontaine, Cosette will be here soon. Dear Fontaine, she will be by your side.
Come, Cosette. My child, where did you go?
Be at peace. Be at peace evermore.
By God.
She live in my protection.
Take us home.
Your child will want.
Good, monsieur. You come from God in heaven. Tell us. I love her. And I'll see her when I wake.
He provides what he... And she dies with a slim hope that this man who hurt her so much and made her life worse by his inaction might actually help her daughter. As people of faith, what are we to say when dreams die? Well, first of all, before I say anything else, I want to say there are no simple answers. Clichés don't cut it, and simple answers like, you know, it was their time, or God was punishing them, or God just needed another angel, they really don't help, even when our intentions and our hearts are in the right place. The simple answers don't cut it, but fortunately, God is big enough for the big questions. Amen? Amen. God is big enough to handle our grief and our anger and even our doubt. God doesn't mind our tears or our fears. God doesn't mind our questions. God doesn't mind if we ball up our fists and shake them at heaven and say, "How could you do this to me?" When in the midst of our sorrow and pain, when we stand before God who flung the stars across the sky, and when we see the God of love and justice and power and might in all of God's glory and majesty and mystery, the easy answers just don't cut it. You can ask Job's friends and they will confirm that for you. There are no simple answers, and the answers, such as they are, do not come easy. They only come with pain plus time and prayer. It's the only way. And you can take that from someone who's been there. Ultimately, there are no satisfactory answers this side of heaven. But there are some things that we're just not meant to understand. And that's where faith comes in. Sometimes we think that faith is the opposite of doubt. But friends, it is not. Faith is not believing something without a shadow of a doubt. Faith is simply trusting God in the midst of our doubt and our disbelief and our anger and our heartache. And by that definition, some of the most faithful people I have ever known have been the ones with the deepest doubts and hardest questions. So how do we trust God in the midst of doubt? Well, first of all, we affirm that God is good. God is always good. God is never not good, as you might say. God doesn't want to harm us. God doesn't kill innocent children. God doesn't take our parents from us. God does not cause rape or war. People do that. And over the last couple of weeks, I've mentioned my friend Vita Calhoun. And Ashley Burks will confirm for you that when you were around Vita Calhoun, you knew that you were loved. Amen, Sister Burks? After Vita's doctor told her that she was terminally ill, she only had a matter of months to live, I went over to her house to visit. And by then, Vita, who was always kind of a healthy woman, let's say, weighed less than 100 pounds. Vita was sitting over in her recliner, and her little grandson was playing in the floor. Vita's dream was to see that little boy grow up. And we were talking about that, and she was mourning the loss of her dream. She looks at me, she says, "Hammett, sometimes I ask God why he did this to me, but he didn't do this to me." And then she smiled and she said, "He loves me too much. There's something else in this world, evil, the devil, I don't know what to call it, but it did this, not God." You see, Vita believed that God was good, even in the midst of her doubts and questioning. So God is good. We also affirm that God loves freedom. Paul speaks to that in our reading today. God didn't create us as puppets on a string. God gave us the freedom to make choices and the power to act upon those. And sometimes we use our power to choose and act upon our choices to do what God would choose for us. But sometimes, friends, we don't. And sometimes that has consequences. Not always. But God has taken care of the eternal consequences in Jesus Christ, but that does not protect us from physical harm. So sometimes we suffer because of something we have done. That is not always the case. Finally, we affirm that God is with us, and God has the amazing power to redeem our lives. God is with us in this very moment, bringing good out of it all. In our scripture reading, Paul says this, and you have to remember, Paul isn't speaking. It's not like he has never had any pain in his life, right? I mean, if you read what Paul says that he has been through, he has lost everything. He has been beaten bloody. He has been imprisoned in the worst prison imaginable. He has really suffered for his faith in Jesus Christ. And yet he writes these words, and I think he's writing from prison. He says, "I believe that the present suffering is nothing compared to the coming glory that is going to be revealed to us. We know that God works all things together for good for the ones who love God, for those who are called according to his purpose." I love the way Paul doesn't say all things are good. Amen. Have you ever noticed that? He doesn't say that. He doesn't make that claim. But he does say all things work together for good. He's speaking to God's power of redemption, God's amazing and mysterious power to transform what is evil into good. Like Fontaine, we don't always see the good that comes from our suffering, but by faith we trust that good will come. Now, sometimes that happens in this life, sometimes not. In Les Miserables, God redeems Fantine's life through Jean Valjean, and we'll see that beginning next week. But today, God can do that through you and through me, too. Reminds me of a young girl named Eva. And one night during their bedtime prayers, Eva's mom shared with her about a teenage girl that she knew who was losing her hair. And Eva that night took her mom's hand and prayed, "Jesus, please hold Amy's hair on her head." Amen?
Amen.
They continued to pray that prayer each and every night. Each and every night. Eventually, Eva's mom heard that the doctors had diagnosed Amy with a condition called alopecia, and that's been in the news over the last few months. Alopecia is a condition that causes hair loss, and sometimes that hair loss can be permanent. Well, Eva took her mom's hand again that night, and she closed her eyes, and she prayed, "Dear Jesus, if you won't hold Amy's hair on her head, would you please hold Amy?" Eva's mom said in that moment that she realized how sometimes God doesn't move mountains. Sometimes God moves us. That reminds me of another young person. You may know them. You know, you can shout Byers kid at any child at Asbury right now, and one of them will turn around, right? Lennox Byers was our acolyte this morning at 9 a.m. And if you've seen Lennox running around the church, he's had some really, really long hair. Long hair. A couple of weeks ago, Lennox went and got his hair cut. I don't know if y'all know this, but he went and got his hair cut. And he donated the hair that he had been growing for a couple of years to children who have lost their hair. Amen? Sometimes God doesn't move mountains. Sometimes God moves us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and the people of God said, Amen. As we transition into our time of celebrating the sacrament of Holy Communion, we'll say once again, if you're a guest today, you are more than welcome to join us in the United Methodist Church. We believe that this is not our table, it's the Lord's table, and all of God's children are welcome to receive as they feel led. If you're joining us online, you're welcome to join us too, and you'll just need grape juice and bread or wine if that's what you have on hand, and you're welcome to receive in just a few moments. Let us join together. Our responses will be on the screen. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin, and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us share our confessions with God in silence. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and it is good always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church. You delivered us from slavery to evil, sin, and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, Jesus took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread and shared it with his disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. When the supper was over, Jesus took the cup, gave thanks to you, shared it with his disciples and said, Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And so, as we remember these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon us wherever we are gathered and on our gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we might be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. Gracious and loving God, we lift up all who are ill or in special need of your grace. This morning we pray especially for Clifford Smith and Val Carr, for Jean Hammett and Mark Schimmer. We pray for Edith Roberts and Hugh Roberts, for Gail Pulley, Arlen Thomas, Deborah Gangloff, and Bob and Janie Clements. We also lift up others whom we name before you in our hearts. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to the whole world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. And now, with the confidence of God's children, we are bold to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Because there is one loaf, we, though we are many, are one body. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. The cup which we bless is a sharing in the blood of Jesus Christ. I'd like to invite those who are helping to serve come forward now. And as they do, if you're worshiping with us online, you are welcome to receive communion at this time. If you're here in the room, we do have gluten-free wafers available if you need those. Thank you very much. And we also have self-serve packs if anybody would like one of those. Just ask an usher when they come by. Rub this in. I got too much. I'm sorry. But you really don't want bread that tastes like hand sanitizer. Amen? Oh.
Oh, how could it be that my God would welcome me into this mystery? Say, take this bread, take this wine, now the simple made divine, for any to receive. By your mercy we come to your table. By your grace you are making us faithful. Lord, we remember you, and remembrance leads us to worship. And as we worship you, our worship leads to communion. We respond to your invitation. We remember you. His body, his blood, know that he has overcome every trial we will face. And none too lost to be saved, none too broken nor ashamed, all are welcome in this place. By your mercy we come to your table. By your grace you are making us faithful. Lord, we remember you, and remembrance leads us to worship. And as we worship our worship leads to communion. We respond to your invitation. We remember you. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored. Coming glory. Jesus, come in glory. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Lord Jesus, come in glory. By your mercy we come to your table. By your grace you are making us faithful.
Just sing this out with us.
Lord, we remember you, and remembrance leads us to worship, and as we worship you, our worship leads to communion. We respond to your invitation.
We respond.
We respond to your invitation. We remember you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. We pray now that you will grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit, so that we might give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, and the people of God said, amen. If you'd like to become a part of our church family, you're welcome to do that. Just talk with me after the service. If you've never been baptized and professed your faith in Jesus Christ, I'd really love to talk with you about that. Please be in prayer for Brother Nick as he returns our youth back home today from Rogers. I also want to give you a heads up. We'll be doing a whole lot of mission type projects in the coming year. We're also collecting deodorant right now for City Connections. You may remember last September we did an event where we packed some things for some meals for them, and we're collecting deodorant for them right now. So just bring that as it comes. We'll be doing that for a couple of weeks. Don't forget about the potluck next Sunday and the Uniting to Serve event where we'll be putting together disaster kits after that as well. Next Sunday, we meet Fontaine's daughter, Cosette, and we'll see how Valjean goes and seeks her out and finds her and rescues her. And so we'll be talking about what it means for that God doesn't want anybody to be lost. Amen? God does not want anybody to be lost. And God seeks us and saves us, and we seek and save others. So I invite you to come back for that. Would you please receive this blessing? Go forth with Christ. With Christ above you to be your guide, with Christ below you to hold you up, with Christ beside you to be your friend, and with Christ within you to give you hope, love, joy, and peace. Go forth with Jesus Christ, your Lord, and the people of God said, amen.
We're so glad that you joined us today. If this service has blessed you, I encourage you to share it with someone else. You can do that by sharing it on your Facebook page, or you can text or email the link. If this was your first time to worship with us, there are a couple of ways that you may follow up. Be sure to check out our website at the link below. Click on the visitor information button near the top of the home page. There you can fill out an online connect card to help us to get to know you a little bit better. You may also sign up for our email list and find out how to join Asbury there. You may also connect with us by following us on Facebook and by subscribing to our YouTube page. Whoever you are and wherever you are always welcome at Asbury. If you live in Central Arkansas, we'd love to meet you in person. You can find us at 1700 Napa Valley Drive in West Little Rock. If you have any questions or want to visit about joining our church family, email me at the link below.